The question was asked, can a person eat as much food as he wants, and so long as he doesn't eat bread, he will not have to make Birkat HaMazon. And what if he wants to make Birkat HaMazon? He had a full course meal. So let's address the question from two angles. Number one, Birkat HaMazon is specifically over bread. The Torah says, V'achalta v'sabata v'rachta. So let's say you sit down and you're going to have a barbecue, and you're going to eat four steaks. And then to top it off, you're going to have a little bit of chicken and hot dogs and salami. And then you're done. You're stuffed to the gills. And you're not going to make a Birkat HaMazon because everything you ate was a shehakol, right? You're going to make a bar nefashos. But okay, what can you do? That's what you ate. That's your after blessing. The same holds true for fruits and vegetables. So generally, that's the answer. But there is an exception, and that is if you are going to eat mizonot together with that food. Let's say you're going to have some cake, you're going to have crackers, and then I don't know if you guys had this experience, but once upon a time as a bachelor, there was nothing to eat for supper. So what did I eat for supper? I sat down and had a big kokish cake. That was my supper. I had one slice and another slice, and I finished half a kokish cake, between half and a whole kokish cake. I don't remember. I'd like to think it was a half. Here you are, and your supper was kokish cake, or you polish off a pack of cookies. So here you enter a different realm. Bore mine mizonos, when we make a mizonos on the different types of foods that are made from the five grains, so in truth, those foods come under a heading called pata ba bekisenin. It's a type of bread that's like a spiced bread. It's like a bread that's with a lot of flavoring. So if you make the dough with a lot of sweets, you put in cherries and honey and who knows what, so that's not really bread, but it's not really something else. It's a special type of bread. So cakes and cookies are called pataba bekisnin. They're that middle ground where it's like sweet bread. It's not real bread, so you don't make amotzin, you don't make an after blessing. It's like a dessert. But when you make that a part of a meal, so if you're going to eat some crackers, and after those crackers you're going to have some steak, so now you have a meal where the crackers became a part of a meal. They're no longer a standalone sweet, but rather a part of a larger meal. And then we say that the crackers really deserve a hamotzi, washing your hands, saying hamotzi, and you make an after blessing. So assuming you ate the crackers, and after you ate the crackers, after you ate the mizonot, you ate a meal, so then you would make an after blessing, and that's the idea behind pizza. The dough for pizza is made with milk, it's made with apple juice, different countries use different things to sweeten the dough. After that, they put sauce and spices, and then they bake it with the cheese on top. So then you have something which is not exactly bread. It's pata ba bekisnin. But if I'm going to eat three slices of pizza, or if I'm going to eat one slice of pizza, but with the pizza, I'm going to have a whole entourage. I'm going to have potatoes and tomatoes and who knows what else, French fries and milkshake. And I'm going to have a whole meal with pizza. So then the pizza deserves amotzi. And I make a birkat hamazon. So that's the one exception. If I'm going to make a mizonos, and after the mizonos, I'm going to eat a full meal. So then even though that full meal can be from potatoes, fruits, vegetables, or meats, or cheeses, nonetheless, being that I began with something that is pata ma bekisnin, so then that does get an after blessing of Birkat HaMazon.
Are you obligated? Because on the airplane, yeah, they've gone through the trouble of making,
right,
sure that all the bread that's being served is mizonos.
Right, so that's a big discussion in halacha, whether that really works.
What about washing?
Their mizonos bread. Right, and washing too, same thing.
So may as well.
Right, well, no, you can rely on the opinions that say that's okay. That's, yeah.
If there's clumps of this together, so just regular granola, but it's probably clumps together with like honey and probably baked that way, does it then become zonot or says adama?
Whatever it was beforehand, it stays. The only time that, what?
Is granola adama?
Yeah.